We want to remind everybody that they can join us here every week at the Chase Auditorium. For tickets and more information, go to chicagopublicradio.org, or you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, it's time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Tom, the Senate this week, as you know, passed a bill funding the Iraq war that specifies a timetable for withdrawing U.S. forces from Iraq. Senator Mark Pryor, Democrat of Arkansas, did not like this timetable idea. He voted against the bill. He had a different idea for the U.S. withdrawal. What?
Oh, yeah. No, I do know this. He thinks it should be a secret.
Exactly right. The problem is, of course, if you announce a deadline, he thinks our nation's enemies will just wait it out, put it on their calendar, as President Bush said. Hmm. So here's Pryor's solution, and it's genius. Impose a deadline, but don't tell anyone what it is. Then, you know, a few months from now, one day, it's like, whoa, where did the Americans go?
They were just here.
Honestly, just a second ago, there was a tank blowing up my house, and now nothing. Poof. Angela, listen to Carl.
As you know, my wife is away, so I'm home alone a lot. I'm particularly grateful to TV Land for giving me something to do at night.
That was someone expressing his gratitude to TV Land. That, of course, is the cable channel where you find I Love Lucy, Bonanza, other old TV shows in the evening. He thanked them for giving him a way to while away the lonely hours of the evening. Who was it?
That's my husband.
You're not laughing. No.
I work late.
No, I guess so.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I'll give you a hint. His lonely home is in Chappaqua, New York.
Bill Clinton.
Yes, it's
Thank
Bill Clinton.
You.
Bill Clinton, who, by the way, seems like he will go anywhere if they're serving hors d'oeuvres. He was the big star at a TV Land media event this week in New York, where he said he loves I Love Lucy, All in the Family, and, of course, The Andy Griffith Show. And in regard to the question that everybody wanted to ask him, we have the answer. He prefers both Ginger and Marianne.
And as frequently as possible.
And in a pinch, would take Lovey Howell.